सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु
सहनौ
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम्। नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। ओके, विल ऑफर आवर होमेज टू यमराज द गुरु एंड नचिकेता। ओम नमो भगवते वैवस्वताय मृत्यवे ब्रह्म विद्याचार्याय नचिकेतसे च। सो लास्ट वीक वी हैड सीन दैट थ्री श्लोकस वर इन प्रेज ऑफ नचिकेता। यमराज इज सो प्लीज दैट ही विशेज दैट ही कुड गेट मोर स्टूडेंट्स लाइक हिम, बिकॉज ही सेज दिस नॉलेज कैन नॉट बी ऑब्टेन्ड बाई लॉजिक, यू नीड अ गुरु टू टीच इट टू यू एंड यू हैव ऑलरेडी ऑब्टेन्ड इट। He tells him, even though he has not yet started teaching, he knows that Nachiketa will definitely get this knowledge. And then he also says, Nachiketa, you are even greater than me, because when I was in your situation, I took the path of rituals, did karmas, did that fire sacrifice, which later he calls Nachiketa, and I attained this post of Yamaraj, which is such a high post. And then I realized that this is still temporary. And then I pursued the path of knowledge. And of course, Yamaraj is enlightened, so he did get it. But he says, you rejected even this path of heaven, you know, that I offered to you. And not only that, but you rejected all the name and fame in this world, whatever, you know, the goal of the rituals, you rejected that. All your desires I offered you rejected that. And why? Because you are a dhira, you are a wise person, you are, and with dhriti, with firm conviction, you rejected all this, including the highest goal. And then in the 12th one, Yamaraj starts teaching, where he says this knowledge is difficult to see, means the body, mind, intellect cannot obtain it. Why? Because it is deeply centered in the heart. The cave of the heart, where all the intellect and where all the good thoughts are there. And it's also there are evil thoughts which we need to reject. And it is Puranam, it is the most ancient. And how do we reach it? By meditating upon the self, that is the truth within us. And you, Nachiketa, can easily obtain it. Because you are a dhira, and a person who obtains this, he goes beyond joy and sorrow, goes beyond pair of opposites.
Okay.
Niru, you want to repeat the third one?
13.
13th one. वल्ली टू नंबर 13, एतत् श्रुत्वा संपरिग्रह्य मर्त्यः
एतत् श्रुत्वा सम्परिग्रहमर्त्यः
प्रवृह्य धर्म्यम् अनुमेतमाप्य
प्रवृह्य धर्मम् अनुमेतत्माप्य
समोदते मोदनीयं हि लब्ध्वा
समोदते मोदनीयं हि लब्ध्वा
विवृतं सद्म नचिकेतसं मन्ये
विवृतं सद्म नचिकेतसंमन्ये
एतत् श्रुत्वा संपरिग्रह्य मर्त्यः प्रवृह्य धर्म्यम् अनुमेतमाप्य समोदते मोदनीयं हि लब्ध्वा विवृतं सद्म नचिकेतसं मन्ये. तो यमराज इज ग्लोरिफाइंग दिस नॉलेज. व्हाई? बिकॉज पीपल थिंक, यू नो, टू गो ऑन दिस पाथ, दे से ओ यू हैव टू गिव अप ऑल योर, यू नो, फिजिकल जॉयज, अटैचमेंट टू फिजिकल जॉयज एंड ऑल दीज मेंटल, यू नो, बॉन्डेजेस एंड इंटेलेक्चुअल अचीवमेंट्स, एंड आई गिव अप ऑल दीज एंड देन यू कैन नॉट इंडल्ज, सो आई गिव अप ऑल दीज सो कॉल्ड टेम्पररी जॉयज एंड विच ऑफ कोर्स इज मिक्सड विथ सॉरो, बट एटलीस्ट देर इज सम जॉय. बट ऑन दिस पाथ दे से ओ यू हैव टू हैव संन्यास, यू हैव टू डिटैच. सो इज दिस पाथ इवन एनी जॉयफुल? इज देर एनी जॉय इन दिस और इज इट प्योरली सॉरो? सो यमराज वेरी ब्यूटिफुली आंसर्स. ही सेज, एतत् श्रुत्वा, हैविंग हर्ड दिस नॉलेज एंड सम परिग्रह्य, एंड ही हैज कंप्लीटली एब्जॉर्ब दिस नॉलेज. परिग्रह मीन्स टू होल्ड, सम परिग्रह मीन्स टू वेरी वेल होल्ड, टू होल्ड ऑन मीन्स टू ग्रास्प दिस नॉलेज. हु मर्त्यः? मर्त्यः आर ऑल ऑफ अस, मॉर्टल. सो अ मॉर्टल हु गेट्स दिस नॉलेज एंड एब्जॉर्ब्स इट, एंड देन व्हाट डज ही डू? प्रवृह्य, देन ही सेपरेट्स, एब्स्ट्रैक्ट्स व्हाट? आत्मा फ्रॉम अनात्मा, द रियल फ्रॉम द अनरियल, द टेम्पररी फ्रॉम द परमानेंट. सो व्हाट इज दिस आत्मा? ही सेज इट इज धर्म्यम, इट इज द सुप्रीम स्पिरिचुअल ट्रूथ एंड अनुमेतम, एंड इट इज द मोस्ट सटल, सटलेस्ट ऑफ द सटलेस्ट. आप्य, हैविंग ऑब्टेन्ड दैट आत्मा विच इज सटलर देन एवरीथिंग, विच इज द स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, देन वॉट हैपन्स टू सच एन इंडिविजुअल? समोदते, ही रिजॉयसेस. वाई? बिकॉज ही हैज ऑब्टेन्ड लब्ध्वा द हाइएस्ट जॉय, मोदनीयम ही लब्ध्वा. एंड अगेन ही सेज, ओ नचिकेता, फॉर यू वाइड ओपन विवृतम सदमा, द अबोड ऑफ ब्रह्मन इज वाइड ओपन फॉर यू नचिकेता. मन्ये मीन्स आई बिलीव. सो हियर वी टॉक, वी सी द श्रुत्वा. सो अगेन श्रवणम वी हैव हर्ड मेनी टाइम्स, बट देर आर फ्यू पॉइंट्स अबाउट श्रवणम. वन इज दैट वेन आई एम लिसनिंग, एम आई लिसनिंग सिस्टमैटिकली? सी अदरवाइज पीपल डू हॉच पॉच, समटाइम हियर लिसन हियर, समटाइम देयर, sometimes Vedanta, sometimes some other school, listening to this teacher, that teacher. So they say it should be a systematic study of the scriptures from one guru or one school of thought. One should not run helter-skelter. Secondly, while listening, is my mind fully on this knowledge, or am I thinking, you know, what am I going to make for lunch, or what did we make for lunch, what am I going to eat? No. The attention should be fully on the subject. Then, thirdly, one should make every attempt to grasp it, absorb it, to contemplate upon it, and make it my knowledge. And then, fourth is live it. I should be able to start living this knowledge. And once that happens, then shravana matrena, even listening alone, is enough to take you to the highest truth. If the teacher, if the student is ready, somebody like Nachiketa, he just listened to Yamaraj one time and he got it. Of course, he had the 100% retention capability. But Shravana, all the scriptures glorify Shravana. That is very important. But these are the ways one should listen and inquire. One should inquire as to what is this goal, what is this truth, where am I seeking? And it Mortals like us, as we said, people like us should inquire systematically, study it, contemplate upon it, and then grasp this knowledge, make it my knowledge, and then start living this knowledge. So, asking the right questions from the right teacher and going to the right path is very important. Talking about asking right questions, this man tells his friend, you know, I'm doing a survey. So he says, what survey? He says, well, I was doing surveys for a shampoo company. So he said, well, what did you do? He said, I asked 100 women, what shampoo do they use? So he says, what did they tell you? He says, they got mad. They said, how the hell did you get in here? So one should ask the right question to the right person at the right time. So the guru, that is how you approach. And it is the path for us mortals, humans. For us, we are blessed to have this knowledge, have, you know, all the Mahatmas and the Guru Shishya Parampara and Puja Gurudev to guide us. And then I have to separate the Atma from the Anatma, the real from the unreal, the you know, temporary from the permanent, and then hold on to the permanent, hold on to Atma, hold on to this knowledge. And everything else I should reject. Reject means nothing else is important in my life than this knowledge. So that has to be my goal, that has to be my purpose. And this knowledge is very subtle. This Atma, which is the divine truth, which is the highest knowledge, is subtler than the subtlest. What do we mean by subtle? That means which is pervasive, which spreads out. So, like the earth, you know, earth, so space, air, fire, water, earth. Earth is the most gross, it is fixed in one place. Then water is subtler, you know, it can spread. You put water in a cup on the floor, it will spread on the entire floor. Then fire is subtler than that, because fire can spread, you know, through a lot of, as it gets the fuel, it can spread further. Then air is subtler than fire, because air is everywhere, you know, in this. And then space is the subtlest, because it is not only. Air only extends to about 100 or 150 miles above our atmosphere, or I think maybe even less, but space goes for billions and trillions of miles. Also, how you can know it, like Earth, you can smell, taste, touch. Water, you can touch, but and taste, but you can't smell. So, like that. Fire, you can only, you know, see and touch, and air, you can touch. And then space, you can't even touch. So that is subtler. Then dharmyam means it is the supreme knowledge. That's what Bhagwan says in the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that I'm going to reveal to you Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pratyaksha Avagamam, Dharmyam, Susukham Kartum Avyayam. I'm going to reveal to you that supreme knowledge, which has remained a secret, unless it is revealed by the guru, and it is dharmyam. It is something that should be practiced and which is divine. So that is called dharmyam. And then I have to understand this knowledge is me. This knowledge, this Atma is me.
My
It's
true
not
nature.
something else. And there's a story I heard. So there was this Mahatma who was, after his discourse, was sitting with his disciples. After, you know, after dinner, just they were just talking, and suddenly this lady enters through the door and starts screaming, "Oh, you call yourself a Mahatma, you are this, you are that." She uses all bad language, and Mahatma is quiet. He just keeps on talking, and the students are shocked. Then she comes closer. "Hey, you, I'm talking to you. You know, why don't you listen? I'm talking, this is about you." And then she repeats. So the students say, you know, Mahatmaji, why don't you say something? And Mahatma is quiet. Then she comes very close. She said, haven't you heard? And right in his ear, she's screaming. So now the disciples can't take it. They said, you know, Mahatmaji, we need to take her out. She's disturbing all of us. We can't even communicate. Mahatma says, She's not talking about me. She's talking about my panchakoshas, you know. So she's not talking. So immediately when she heard that, she felt ashamed and she became quiet because he was calm. See, when somebody is agitated, if you are calm. So that is the idea that one should be calm in this whole situation. Only then this knowledge is of any benefit. And how is it joyful? So Shankaracharya ji says it very beautifully in Bhaj Govindam. Some of you have must have read it. He says, Yoga ratova, bhoga ratova, sanga ratova, sanga vihinam, yasya brahmani ramate chittam, nandati 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 eva. So he says, one who has his mind in Brahman, and no matter what he's doing, whether he's working in the world, whether he's on the spiritual activities, or whether he's enjoying, even with objects, he is ever joyful. So this path, as we progress, we experience the joy of. That's why they say, no, Bhagwan is Sat, Chit, and Anand. All three are one. So this path is very blissful, very joyful. It is not a path of sacrifice or giving up, but a path of joy. So here he praises Nachiketa again that you are a fit student and you will get it. So here next we'll see Nachiketa is tired of this praise. He said, I don't want to hear any more praise.
And also in the joy song, Guruji's story is very nice. Everybody should read it. Having known the joy, what is that you love yourself the most?
Gurudev has given a lengthy story
Very
about
nice
you love
story.
yourself very much. So please read that. It's kind of long. I didn't cover it because,
Yeah, it's really good.
but it is there. Auntie, you have this. Can you do number 14? Valli 2, number 14. Okay,
I'll try.
you have it, right, Auntie?
Yes, I do.
Anyatra dharmat.
Anatya
Anyatrasmat kritakritat
dharmat. Anatrimat
anyatra
kritakritat. Anatya bhutascha
bhavyaccha
yat tat pashyasi tat vat
yattat. You can mute, please. Anyatra dharmat, anyatra dharmat.
anyatra
Anyatrasmat kritakritat
dharmat
anyatra
anyatra
bhutaccha
bhutaccha
bhavyaccha yattat
pashyasi
pashyasi
tadvada.
tadvada. So he says anyatra dharmat, beyond dharma and beyond adharma. So we say, wait a minute. We understand beyond adharma we should not do, but it's even beyond dharma, even beyond the right. So Nachiketa says, yes, I want that knowledge which is beyond
Beyond dharma,
dharma and adharma. And anyatra asmat, anyatra means this knowledge which is beyond krita, akrita. Krita means effect, akrita means the cause. So that which is beyond cause
other
and
than.
effect. Anyatra means other than. So other than means beyond, both of that. Then anyatra bhuta cha bhavyacha, and it is beyond past and future. It is other than past and future. Yat tat pashyasi, that which you see, tadvada. So
That's
here,
great.
Nachiketa is saying it very clearly that first of all, he doesn't want any more praise. He says, I want the answer to my third question, my third boon I want. Praise to ho gaya. You know, three, four shlokas he has been praying. Again, that shows the glory of the student. But he says, enough. Now please answer my question. So he has not forgotten that his third boon is still there, and that's what he wants. And he asks Yamaraj a very direct question. Yat tat pashyasi tadvada, the last line first. He says, tell me that which you see, not what you have heard in the scriptures, what you have read, or what your guru has told you. No, what is your personal experience of this truth? Because he knew that Yamaraj, of course, was enlightened and he was the perfect teacher. So he says, oh, Guru, humbly, of course, he's not rude, but what he's saying is, that asks, please tell me what you know, what is your own understanding and experience, not the scriptures. And Gurudev says in this commentary that his question shows that how much depth Nachiketa has of understanding to ask such a question. You and I would never think of that. So it is not he's asking out of the blue. He has thought a lot about it, and then he's asking this question. So what do we mean by anyatra dharma, anyatra dharma, beyond dharma and adharma? So they say that dharma and adharma are like the pairs of opposites, you know, joy and sorrow, heat and cold. Other meaning of anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat is that dharma and adharma both are as a result of karmas. If I have done good karmas, I will get dharma. If I have done wrong karmas, I will get adharma. So this knowledge is beyond karmas. Karma cannot obtain it. You know, that's why we are chanting in the Monday Gita, chanting that the karma na na prajaya dhane na vicha started yesterday, that karmas cannot obtain it. People cannot get it for you. And even wealth, you cannot earn this knowledge. Sanyasena karma na na prajaya dhane na tyage naite. Only by tyaga, only by sannyas, you can get this knowledge. So dharma and adharma are both as a result of karma, and all karmas are temporary. Then what about krita and akrita, cause and effect? So cause and effect can only take you so far. Say, like, to give an example, okay, how did we come? What is our cause? Our parents. Now, what is the parents' cause? Grandparents and great-grand. You go on and on and on. Ultimately, no matter how far you go, you won't reach Atma or Brahman, because it is, you can say it is Maya or Prakriti. You know, up to there you can go, and the illumining principle is Atma or Brahman. But Atma or Brahman is not the cause, because if it was the cause, then any cause should be in the effect. So like, mud is the cause and pot is the effect. So mud is in the pot. Gold is the cause. Ornament is the effect. So gold is in the ornament. So cause is in the effect. But Atma, nothing of Atma or Brahman is in this world, because Brahman is permanent. World is temporary. Brahman is avyayam. World is constantly changing. Brahman is all-pervading, all-powerful. The world is temporary, it is limited. So the point is that nothing of Atma or Brahman is in this. That's why in the later mantra, he will tell how to separate it. And we talked in the previous also that when you separate, so nothing of this Atma is there. So Brahman cannot be the cause of this universe. People think, you know, God caused God, yes, the creator, sustainer, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are responsible for maintenance of this universe. That's why they are called Ishvara. But Brahman, that Atma, the consciousness, is even subtler than that, and it is the uncaused cause. And not only it is the uncaused cause, but it does not cause this universe. So that we have to understand. People sometimes have difficulty grasping that. And it is different from past, present, and future. Because again, past, present, and future are in time. And time, we know, was created first. Again, time is also created. Time is not absolute. It is not eternal. Time is the created, and there is a creator. So past, present, and people say, you know, stay in the present. You know, there is this stay in the now and all. So they say it is not the present, it is the presence.
Yeah.
The presence which was there in the past, is in the present, will be in the future, and is beyond time. Even when this, it's before time, and it is even after time ends. So that's why it is beyond past, present, and future. And that which you see, you tell me. So again, Nachiketa is now asking that highest truth, which is beyond all pairs of opposites, and that which cannot be known by the intellect, by the mind. He wants that which is goes beyond all this. Number 15, Jayashree, you want to chant? Number 15. Sarve Veda Yat Padamamananti.
Sarve Vedayat
Tapamsi
Padamamananti.
Sarvani Chayadvadanti.
Tapamsi Sarvani
Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti.
Chayadvadanti. Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti.
तत्ते पदं संग्रहेण ब्रवीमि ओमित्येतत्
ते पदं संग्रहेण ब्रवीम्य ओम इति एतत्
ओम इत्येतत्
ओम इत्येतत्
राइट टुगेदर वी कैन म्यूट प्लीज सर्वे
पदं
वेदा यत्
संग्रहेति
पदमामनन्ति
तपांसि
तपांसि
सर्वाणि
सर्वाणि च
च वदन्ति
यद्वदन्ति
यदिच्छन्तो
यदिच्छन्तो ब्रह्मचर्यं
ब्रह्मचर्यं चरन्ति
चरन्ति तत्ते
तत्ते पदं
पदं संग्रहेण
संग्रहेण
ब्रवीमि
ब्रवीमि
ओम
इत्येतत्
इत्येतत् सो नाउ यमराज इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज टीचिंग दैट व्हाट इज दिस हाईएस्ट ट्रूथ सो इन द लास्ट क्वार्टर ही सेज ओम इति एतत् सो दिस ट्रूथ is Om. So now he will glorify Om in the next two or three mantras about the glory of Om. Why we begin all our chanting with like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namah Shivaya, or every Om Na Karmana Na Prajaya, you know, every mantra, Om Sahanavavatu. So everything we start with Om. So what is the glory of Om? We will be listening in the next three mantras. So what is Om? Sarve Veda, all Vedas, yat Padam Amananti. Padam, Gurudev explains in his commentary, means post, means the way, means the path, means
Goal.
the abode, means the goal, means the step. So Padam has 22 meanings. So here what it means is Om is not only the goal, but also the path. It is the abode of the truth. And it is also the path to the truth. So chanting Om will take us to Om, you know. And what is Om? So all Vedas, yat Padamamananti, all Vedas proclaim that this is the highest abode, this is the supreme goal, and they praise that. And then Tapamsi, and all penances, Sarvani, Chayadvadanti, and all penances also. What you call praise this Om, this proclaim that Om is the highest.
Those are your
And
practice.
yat means that ichantaha, desiring brahmacharyam charanti. So people who go to the path of brahmacharya, they go desiring Om. And that padam, that abode, that goal, sangrahena bravimi, sangrahena, briefly, I will tell you. And that is Om Iti Etat. So as we said, Padam, we already talked about what are the different meanings of Padam. And then they say all the Vedas. So all the Vedas, Gurudev in his commentary says, all the Upanishads. See, the earlier Vedas will talk about, you know, karma, upasana, and, you know, but if you want this desire fulfilled, do this. A ritual, do this or that. So for people who are on the beginning stage where they are looking for fulfillment of desires, they say, for you, this is the path. And they will give us the path of, you know, doing all these rituals, upasanas. They are all necessary and they are mentioned in the Vedas because they are necessary for purification of the mind. And that's why the Vedas mention in the first, you know, earlier portions, the mantra, the Brahmana portions, all these upasanas and all these rituals. But some people get stuck on that and they say, that is what my goal is, heaven. Okay, if that is your goal, or they want worldly desire, like I want a child, I don't have a child, so they will do the putrameshti, you know, ritual, or I want this or I want that, fame, name, and fame, power. If that is your purpose and that is your goal, then you can do the first two portions of the Vedas. But the third portion, the Gyan portion, is the Upanishad portion, which is called Vedanta, is for people who want to go higher in their life, go beyond just the worldly desires. And Gurudev, in his commentary, has given the most beautiful explanation. I can't find a better way of defining why there are 108 Upanishads. When they all reveal the same truth, then why did the rishis need to give 108 Upanishads? So Gurudev says it's like there is a big circle and there is a center of the circle, and there are 108 arrow marks coming from each side of the circumference, right? So 108 arrows coming to the center. They are all meeting at the center, but each arrow, the origin is different and the direction is different. They are not parallel. One is going this way, other one this way, then other one this way, other one this way. So they are from different directions, they are approaching the same truth. So each Upanishad reveals the same truth, but with a different emphasis or different student, different teacher, different way of explaining. But ultimately, all Upanishads take us to this one same goal. And as we said, one who has seen that the world is not going to give me joy, then he is a student for Upanishad. Some people at age 20, 25, some people like, you know, Raman Maharishi or Shankaracharya ji, at their very childhood, they just left, you know, when they were children. And then we find so many of our Swamijis of the Chinmaya Mission, they took Brahmacharya, you know, they became Brahmacharis. They went for the 2-year course in their 20s and then gave up the world and pursued it. So, like for us, say, suppose we are 25-year-old, right? We were, and if we, when in India, and somebody had said, you know, why don't you sit down? I'll teach you Kathopanishad. So I will say, Kathopanishad, I don't want, I want to go to America. I want to go to America because all the, you know, fun is there and there's so much to achieve. So at 25, if somebody had told us, we would have said, forget about it. So we came here, we struggled, we achieved, and we, you know, we are now comfortably, you know, reasonably comfortable financially. We are doing well. And after age 65, I think most of us here are past age 65. Now we are sitting down and studying Kathopanishad. So somebody will say, remember, I told you at age 25, you didn't do it. So theek hai, at least now you are doing it. So that is when your vasana. So Gurudev, another place, had given a very good commentary on this. He says a leader or a teacher, suppose there is 200 people running in one direction, and the teacher says, stop, 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 and tries to stand in the way, they will make chutney of him, you know, they will crush him. So what does a leader have to do? Join with them, okay, and then become leader, run in front of them, okay, I'm leading you, come on, let's go, let's go. And then as they are going, then slowly turn, 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 and then you turn and bring them back. So in the beginning, you teach them what they want to learn, but take them backward. So that is why this Vedas tell us that. And also, it is said that suppose you study the Upanishad, right, first time, and they say, Tattvamasi, you are Brahman. So you will say, there is a printing mistake, you know, in the book. How can I be Brahman? I am so useless. So then they say, okay, you don't want that. Okay, start with Dvaita. Okay, you are there, and then Bhagwan Shri Krishna is there. Pray to him, offer flowers, you know, do the 16 steps, do all that. Dvaita, okay. Then slowly they tell you, you know, Bhagwan is infinite and you are a small part of that. Ah, that I can understand. Okay, that theek hai, you know, that I am a small part of that. Ultimately, say there is no part because Brahman cannot be divided. Brahman is one, and you and Brahman are one.
The making
The
mind
essence, you know, the
lost the
body, mind,
suffering.
intellect, of course, is limited, but the essence of you and the essence of Brahman is one. So that is what the teaching is of these Upanishads. And all austerities take us to that. When we are doing austerities, fasting, or getting up in the morning, yoga, meditation, pranayama, all those austerities, self-control, we are doing, 5 o'clock in the morning, we are doing Surya Namaskar. So all that are done for this highest goal. And that's what they say. All austerities lead us to that. And then it says, Yad Ichantaha Brahmacharyam Charanti. And people take the path of Brahmacharyam. So Brahmacharyam does not mean celibacy, that not interacting with the opposite sex. Brahmacharya means Brahmani Charati Iti Brahmachari. Who is Brahmachari? Whose mind is always reveling in Brahman and who is on the path of Brahman. So since we are on the path of Brahman, they say go to Gurukul, approach a teacher, and then teacher will tell you this knowledge. And then he says that padam. So what is this padam? So in brief, we will talk about it, and then we can cover it in the, of course, in the rest of the Upanishad that we have covered in previous Upanishad. So they say Om is a uma. So when you chant Om, it should not be Om Om Om, but it should be Om, and then a silence, a gap, and then Om. So why we break it up into three? Because in Mandukya Upanishad, which we will cover maybe in 2 couple of years, because that's a little advanced Upanishad. After a couple more Upanishads, we'll cover that. Or we may cover it in the Wednesday class. But Mandukya Upanishad says that Om, A, U, Ma, A represents waking state, U represents dream, and Ma represents deep sleep. So waking, dream, and deep sleep. And the gap or the silence between two ohms is called the Turiya, Chaturtham Manyate. It is said to be the fourth state. So we know the four, three states, waking, dream, and deep sleep. But there is a state of silence, which is the substratum from which the sound emerges. See, the sound of Om comes out from silence and merges back into the silence. So if there's silence, and then you say Om, and then it ends in silence, all sounds. So the I silence is the support of Om. So this of this sound, and Om is said to be Pratik. Pratik means a symbol, just as a Shivaling represents Lord Shiva.
Alambana.
Shaligram, Alambana, he will talk in the next shloka, next mantra. Shaligram represents Lord Vishnu. So Om represents that supreme truth. It is called Shabda Brahman. It is the Brahman itself
Lord.
in the sound form. Sound is the most subtle. And then there is Pratik, and then there is Pratima. Pratik means symbol, Pratima means the idol. Like Bhagwan, Shri Krishna, Shri Rama, Lord Shiva, Mother Saraswati, they are forms. That same Brahman, which is formless, takes various forms for us to connect to. And that can be indicated by Om, just as a national flag indicates the country. You see the tricolor, you say, oh, that is my country. So, same way, Om represents that supreme truth. And they say Om is Saguna and Nirguna both. It is not only Nirguna Brahman, but it is the Sagun Brahman. The Om chanting of Om can take you to Hiranyagarbha, or it can take you to the Supreme Brahman. And that he will cover in the next shloka mantra, how this Om is Saguna and Nirguna both. It is the relative Brahman and the absolute Brahman, the supreme and the higher and the lower Brahman, you can say. Again, it's not higher or lower, but it is like Hiranyagarbha and that supreme consciousness. Pallavi, you have this one? Yeah, number 16, please. Etadevaksharam Brahma.
एतदेवाक्षरं
हेतदेवाक्षरं परम
ब्रह्मा एतदेवाक्षरं परमा
एतदेवाक्षरं ज्ञात्वा
एतदेवाक्षरं ज्ञात्वा
यो यदिच्छति तस्य तत्।
यो यदिच्छति तस्य ततः
यू कैन म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। एतदेवाक्षरं ब्रह्म, एतदेवाक्षरं परम, एतदेवाक्षरं ज्ञात्वा यो यदिच्छति तस्य तत्।
तत्
सो एतद् मीन्स दिस
दिस
ओम विच वी हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट इन द प्रीवियस मंत्र, दैट ओम एव अलोन इज अक्षरम ब्रह्म, द इम्पेरिशेबल ब्रह्म। Here, Brahma, it does not mean the supreme Brahman, it means Hiranyagarbha. So that Hiranyagarbha is Om. Then he says, Etad eva, he indeed, Etad eva aksharam param. And it is that imperishable, immutable, supreme Brahman, which is beyond Hiranyagarbha, beyond Ishvara, that also Om is. And then what is the benefit of knowing? Om etad eva aksharam jnatva, having known this as that it is the imperishable supreme Brahman and it is Hiranyagarbha and it is Ishvara, all of that. Knowing this, yo yat ichhasi ichhati tasya tat. One, whatever he desires, he will get. So that's what he says. Having known this Om, you can get whatever you desire.
All desires go.
So aksharam means imperishable, unchanging, immutable, and we talked about the higher and the lower. So Brahma, the first one refers to Hiranyagarbha, the second one refers to the absolute truth, so the relative and the absolute. So again, what is my purpose of chanting? You know, whether I want to go to heaven, I want to go to Brahma Loka. And in Brahma Loka, you will get, you know, abode. If you will get the supreme truth, where they say Brahma Ji will teach you. And but there you have to stay for 4 billion years till the whole cycle is over, and then you will attain the truth. But again, people who go to Brahma Loka, not everyone gets enlightenment. Some of them, they go there, they say, oh, Brahma Loka is the supreme joy. There is no greater joy. So there also, when Brahma Ji is giving talk, they say, "Arey, this is Sanskrit, it is boring." There also they go and start having fun. They say, okay, let me enjoy the glories of, you know, which is okay. You attained it, you enjoy it. And then after enjoying, you will come back to the earth. So only knowledge, no liberation. And Swamiji said, no knowledge, no liberation. You have to have knowledge for liberation, and that is the highest. And as we said, the Brahman with attributes means Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, you know, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Krishna, Lord Shiva, you know, Saraswati, all of those is that Om, and also it is the highest. So para and apara. Para means the supreme, apara means the lower. And not only that, but whatever you see in this world is also a manifestation of that Om, because this world is nothing but that manifestation of that supreme reality. And in Shankaracharya Ji's commentary, there is a very beautiful line on his when his Bhashya on this Upanishad. He says, "Param parama cheta gnatavyam, aparam cheta praptavyam." So the param has to be known. The aparam you can obtain, you know, like by doing all the rituals and like the Nachiketa, Agni, and all, you can get a lot of higher worlds, which Yamaraj also got. He got the post of Yamaraj. So you and I can also get the post of Brahma or Yamaraj or Varun Devta or Vayu Devta, if that is our goal. And by doing enough rituals, we can get it. But that is. And that's why they talk about krama mukti and sadhyo mukti. Sadhyo means right now, jivan mukti. So what is our goal? Krama mukti or jivan mukti? And that it says that is, so you have to know whether your goal is the supreme or your goal is worldly pleasures, joys, enjoyments, and so on. And etad evak sharam jnatva. Jnatva, again and again, we have talked about not only superficially knowing, but it should become your true understanding, your true nature that I am that, and always abiding in that truth, never forgetting it. So that's why when we meditate, the meditation should be on I am that, I am that supreme. So take your mind from the world, turn it inward. And whatever we have heard, you know, like mano buddha ahankar chitta ninaham chidananda rupaha shivoham shivoham. So I am that chit sat chit anand, auspicious form that I am. Or yeah, brahma tattva masi bhavayatmani, in Vivek Chudamani we have heard that. So
asangoham,
asangoham, I asangoham, I am, you know, that Sachidanand Rupoham, Aham Evaham Avyaya. So there are so many mantras and which shlokas which take us to that supreme truth. So picking any one of them, like Prata Smarami Hridi Sanspurdatva Tatmam, that is another very beautiful one to take you. Sachit Sukham Paramahams Gatim Turiyam, you know that. So all of these mantras, all of these will take us to that supreme goal. And then the last line he says, Yo yat ichchati tasya tat. So whatever you desire, you will get. So they say, people don't get whatever they desire. You know, I want this. I know Gurudev says in his commentary, very beautiful. He spends a lot of time talking about it. He says our mind is capable of giving us whatever we desire. If you put your mind to it, you want to become president of the country, you can become president, you can become prime minister, you can become industrialist, you can become rich, successful, like these people, you know, who are like, say, Jeff Bezos or, you know, all these, you know, these people, they attained that. Why? Because that was their goal, to be rich, to be successful, to be wealthy. And they put all their effort. So where you put your mind, somebody wants to climb Mount Everest. If he puts enough effort and time, he can climb. So somebody, you know, whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve. Only thing is you have to put your mind to it, that this is what I want to achieve. And Gurudev says it's like the genie, you know, mind is like the genie. You tell, give it a job and the genie will do it. But the genie has just started, and then you tell him, no, 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 I don't want this, I want that. Then he goes, then he says, no, no, I want this. You know, then you will never reach. So same way in our mind, we say, I have this desire. And then mind starts fulfilling. They say, no, 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 I don't want this. I want that desire. Then, no, 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 I want this. So our desires keep changing, and then our goals keep changing. Even our path. You know, first you start with, somebody says japa is very good. So I get up in the morning and start doing japa. And then some other teacher says upasana is good. So I say, okay, first stop japa. Now from tomorrow, I'll do puja. And then they say different things like this yoga and kriya yoga and that. So you keep changing your path, keep changing your goal, keep changing your things. Then, so he said, you have to focus your desire that single pointedly, this and this and this alone I want. I want nothing else. And all this does not mean that if you're doing puja or japa or upasana, we should stop that. We should continue with more emphasis, with more force, that these initial steps will prepare me for the highest. We cannot sometimes directly jump to I am Brahman and Aham Brahmasmi. So that's why even the Vedas have the Karma Kanda and then the Bhakti Upasana Kanda, and they have Jnana Kanda. So Karma and Bhakti and Upasana will prepare my mind, and then contact, meeting the right teacher will direct me to that truth. So undistracted mind, and Gurudev says at the end, he says, you are what you think. If you think you are Brahman, you are Brahman. If you think I'm a hopeless individual, then I'm a hopeless individual. But only thinking is not enough. One has to put in the right effort and in the right direction, guided by the scriptures and guided by the guru, not start thinking on their own. They say, no. Or some people say, think, who am I? you start thinking, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? That's not going to, is there answer won't come from the blue. Who am I is a systematic way of thinking, who am I, and learning. So that is what. So today we talked about basically that this knowledge is beyond pair of opposites, and one has to get it. It creates supreme joy. It is beyond dharma, adharma, beyond cause and effect, beyond past, present, and it is the one that is praised in the Vedas and
Yes,
in
Lord.
all the tapas, all the austerities. And it is not only the supreme Brahma, but it is also the Hiranyagarbha. So the absolute and the relative Brahman, they are both, and they are both, Aksharam, they are both imperishable, but the goal of one is the highest, the goal of other is to come back. So that is what, so he has praised the Om, Om. And it can take you to, what do you call it?
It's a path and goal.
Jivan Mukti or Krama Mukti, both can be obtained. Also, Krama Mukti also means that you are on the path and you have accomplished a lot, but just you were short and you missed it. Then you will, and then you will go to Brahma Loka where you won't be born again. And there you will study. So it's not that Brahma Loka is something inferior. From there, you can also go. So that is, I hope, was able to communicate these ideas.
Talking about that mind, you can do whatever. It is a course that Swami Swarupananda Ji does, make it happen. So that course is quite popular.
Right,
He
Swami.
says you can make anything happen, if you decide. So there are steps, and they do it in a workshop, and it's a course that he does. So if anybody's interested, he's doing it this year
Yeah,
in the PRC.
Swami Swarupananji does it.
He
So,
designed the whole course called Make It Happen.
yeah, he's the current head of the mission. And so, anything you want to accomplish, if you put your mind to it, so that,
Make it happen, he says. You
yeah,
can make it happen.
make it happen. Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
It was very nice.
Yeah, Lata, go ahead.
I have a question, Anil.
Yeah,
So
Sujata,
one
go
of
ahead.
the shlok says padam. There are so yeah, one of the shlok padam, and then there are so many meaning, like footsteps and things like that. So om is part of that, is one of the
No,
sign,
no.
or
Yeah.
and yeah. And
No.
second thing that I had a question was that it says here in the book the om was not there during Rigveda and Atharva Ved, and then it's a
Yeah.
part of other Taittiriya Samhita or something.
Right. Gurudev says so. Om doesn't appear in that way. It doesn't mean that this mean the Om is Shabda Brahma. See, all the Upanishads talk about Brahman, but a Rishi said that this Om sound is the in one word describes that supreme truth. So that's why. And then padam, you see, in Sanskrit, one word can have 20, 30 meanings, can have many meanings
Depending where it is.
depending on the context. So it can mean the goal, it can mean the path, it can mean the step.
Feet.
But om is all of them. It can mean the abode, goal, step, abode, path, means, way, all of those. So Sanskrit, the same word can have many meanings. So you have to see the context. In
That's what
which
yogi
context we are
teaches.
using it. Does that answer
So
your question?
here it means a path.
Here it means path, means goal,
Goal.
all of that. It means path and means the goal, both. Path and the goal.
So by practicing,
Yeah. And it is also the abode of the Supreme. It is the Supreme abode. Yeah.
So Om is it's supreme abode, but if you do chanting, then you can go to that abode, correct?
Right.
By understanding,
Yeah. And
with
so,
understanding.
right, by chanting,
No,
by understanding, not
yeah.
by mechanically chanting, but
No.
understanding that. And again, reading the Upanishad, just chanting alone won't, Om won't help. You have to know what Om indicates. what is
Got it.
indicated by Om. So
Yeah. So one more thing is, I think the fourth stage or silence is that the Turiya state,
right.
right?
Turiya,
The
yeah.
realize.
So one who stays, can stay in that silence all the time, he is enlightened, where he's functioning in the world, but his mind is silent. So that's why the you say you do the three stages and then you go into silence and stay in that silence. So that is in meditation also, we turn our mind inward to that quietude, and then in that mind you focus on that supreme truth, the silence, the abode, Brahman, that Brahman I am, that Asangoham and all those.
It is like right now we are all working, but inside we know we are Niru or Sujata, or like how you don't have to say, but we know underneath. So that we have to remove actually.
Right. So while working, you know that you are Brahman, not that you are Sujata or Niru or, yeah.
Thank you.
Knowing and not mechanic, just one is intellectually knowing, one is understanding and abiding in that knowledge. Like, when you were little, you were told you are Sujata, but that time somebody had told you were a child and you said, okay, I don't know. But now you are firmly abiding in that knowledge that I am Sujata. So that firm abidance in Om one should have. In
Similarly.
Brahman, basically. It can be Om, it can be Brahman, it can be Aksharam, it can be Param, it can be many names. Brahman has many names. Sat, Chit, Anand, they're all different as creation and what do you call it? Attributes of Brahman. They are all actually Brahman himself, just manifesting as all these. So yeah. Lata, you have a question?
Yeah, when you brought up earlier in the Shloka 14, the Brahman cannot be a creator of the world, but it's the Ishvara. And you answered that in 16. You said Brahman with attributes.
Yes.
That is what is the reason for creation. And
Right.
the second question is, when you bring up cause and effect, do we automatically understand Maya?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Because cause and effect are all created. So that were gold and ornaments, mud and pot. So Maya or Prakriti and this world. So
Purusha, huh?
Prakriti and
Purusha.
Purush. Purush is the enlivening principle. But
Right.
this, yeah. So together, Prakriti and Purush, matter and spirit together constitute this
Well.
entire universe. So the spirit is there. That's why we are able to walk and talk, because God is within us. So
Consciousness.
we are a mixture of Purush
Start
and
that.
Prakriti, which actually, again, that itself is which Kapil Muni had said, that we are a mixture of Purush and Prakriti. But the truth is, there is no Prakriti. Purush alone is. Finally, it will take you to
Ego.
that his whole world is not there. Even this Maya is the BMI. I am non-existent. I am an illusory manifestation. I am an illusion. And everything that I see is illusion. Only thing that is real is that. That alone exists. Everything else, just as in a dream, the waker is real, but everything in the dream is an illusion. When he wakes up, he says, oh, I
It
was in
was
the
a dream.
dream, I was in the forest, tiger was all those things. So same way, when a realized master has woken up from the dream of this world to that higher state, Turiya state or Chaturtham or whatever you want to call it, then he realizes that this world that I was thinking is real is just a dream. In fact, in Vivek Chudamani, at the end, the student says that, oh, what has happened? This world that I was thinking is so real, so powerful. Now, where has it gone? Actually, the world disappears for them. Disappear me doesn't mean that they lose their life, but they then, it's like a hazy, like a dream, has no reality. It says in Vivek Chudamani, remember we just finished that? The line that one is Ashcharya, he says, oh, what happened to me? What happened to me? I thought I was, this world was solid, and where has it gone? And then he bows down to the guru and says, only guru, because of your grace, it has happened. It's very beautiful, the last few shlokas of Vivek Chudamani. The students like reaction to attaining enlightenment. So at the last, he attains enlightenment, and then he bows down humbly to the guru and leaves to continue the guru's work. Yeah.
Okay.
Mohini Aunty, you have question?
Anil ji, I was just wondering that Nachiketa was only 8 year old. How 8 or 10? How he reached to Yamraj? Is
Well,
it?
one is that, his knowledge was from previous birth. It had to be from previous birth, number one. Number two, people say that he went in his subtle body. See, in your subtle body, you can transport yourself. If you in meditation, rishis can do that. They can take themselves to higher worlds, and they can see, Saraswati and Lord Shiva in meditation, and Vishnu Bhagwan. So they are not some artist just came up with this. They are actually entities, and rishis in their meditation can go there. So he must have gone in his subtle body. In his gross body, he cannot go. But if you sit in, and he must be a very accomplished yogi in his previous birth. That's why by age 8 or 9, he had these abilities to go there and to ask such questions. See?
Yeah,
Later.
definitely. I thought maybe his consciousness or Atma is communicating.
Yeah, you can even say Atma or consciousness is communicating, subtle body. Yeah, however, yeah, it was his subtle, what do you call, transport. Yes.
So gross
Yeah.
body was there and
Yeah,
subtle.
so he can communicate by Atma, but he actually had to stay outside Yamaraj for 3 days and nights. So they expressed that. So again, it's not important how he got there or why did he get there. Important is what do we learn from him.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you.
Yeah. That's what Gurudev says. It doesn't matter whether he went or didn't go, how he went, that's not important. What do we learn from this Upanishad? That is more important. But this question a lot of people ask. Yeah. I had covered that when we, I think in the earlier mantras, in the first valli, briefly we had talked about this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll end here. And next week we'll continue the glory of Om, and then other he will talk about Atma and how Atma, this what is comes in the Bhagavad Gita, that will come here also. Because Bhagavad Gita, a lot of shlokas are from Kathopanishad. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you very much. Hari Om.